Welcome to Tharcisse Karugarama, the Justice Minister of Rwanda. Do you think these findings leave the case open in terms of the possible French complicity in the attack on the plane?
I am not in the business of speculation. I deal with evidence on record. I deal with what is available judicially. What is clear from the report that is really consistent with all the previous reports? I think there are about five other reports that have said the same thing, but these were not judicial reports. What it says is that the plane was shot within the precinct of the Kanombe military barracks, then under the hands of the royalist forces of President Habyarimana. Now, whether there is a complicit or not is not something that has been talked about in the report. If we can limit ourselves to the contents of the report, I think it's more professional. What I can say simply is that this report has been very welcome in Rwanda.
Members of Rwanda's opposition are demanding further investigation into this matter.
What we are talking about is not a further investigation of what? The Rwandan opposition are a bunch of people that have survived on those lies, that have become part of the genocide deniers, that have become part of those that trade lies, those that have set up industries all over the world, industries of lies and industries of liars. So those are out there in total shame, who have denied genocide, who have negated it, who are using every opportunity. This is not a simple report. It's a report of experts. Let me remind a few of our listeners. First of all, you have the Mutsinzi report, the Independent Commission of Rwanda, that investigated this matter and put out a report. To date, nobody has been able to contradict that report, including the worst critics. All they did was to make sure they don't report about it, to make sure they brush it aside. But nobody has challenged its findings. Two, there was a French parliamentary commission. They came here. They investigated the French parliamentarians. They gave a report. What does that report say? It says that the allegation of the missile that was used, allegedly used by RPF, did not even explode. That they had found no evidence to link the shooting with RPF. That was admitted after genocide. Three, there was a UN expert report of eminent person that concluded the firing within Kanombe. That is there. There is a Carlson report that concluded in the same way. There is the ICTR report in Arusha, the International Criminal Tribunal for us. It has made a lot of reference to that. Most recently, there is the British Military Academy expert that made a report. So what are they calling for? Because they have been telling lies to the world, they want further report because they are embarrassed. The truth of the matter is, can you change the speed of an aeroplane? Can you change the direction? Can you change the speed of the missile? It's a scientific evidence by people that are impartial. Now that we know this, since we know who didn't shoot, there are a few things that can be ironed out. Where is that black box? We shall want to know. Who took it? Where is it? Who took the equipment, aviation equipment? We want to know who stopped the UN mission from accessing. We want all that information. Then you can very easily point to the actual killer, the actual person that shot.
Do you think then that a further international inquiry could answer some of these questions?
International inquiry? I don't understand you. There are people here that have been accused of shooting down the plane. Evidence has shown that they didn't. So what international inquiry are we talking about? There are people that have suffered under those, I talked of manipulation. So those are guys that still want to manipulate, to blackmail a nation. All this is a horror. There is a case that has gone to court. It's not an international inquiry, it's a court of law that has gone into judicial process. We are involved in a judicial process. So how do you then set up international inquiries? I have said there are already seven that five others that have taken place, and those are some of them have been international. We should not mix the judicial process with the political games on international commissions. The UN set up a commission. It did a report, but the report was not accepted. I mean, it is there. You can read it. It says the same thing as this one is saying. It was an international commission that was set by the UN. It has a report. But the difference is that this kind of report we have now is a judicial report. It's a court process.
How significant do you think it is that this new judge travelled to Rwanda as part of his investigations, something that the previous judge never did?
It's extremely significant. It's what Rwanda was calling for all the years. We had even asked the former Judge Brugel to visit Rwanda, and he refused because he did not want to investigate. He wanted just to push. He was an arrogant judge acting as a judge in the 3rd century, not a judge in the 21st century. How can a judge sit in a room in Paris and make conclusions about what happened in Rwanda? Doesn't Europe feel embarrassed to have such a judge? Doesn't the international community of jurists, lawyers feel embarrassed that we still have in France a judge like that? Or in Europe, if he had come here, he would probably have arrived at the same findings as Judge Trevedic and Poos did. Because the evidence is there. All you needed was somebody to scientifically get people to look at these places, to look at the venue, to look at the crash site, to look at the positions where all these allegations were made. But the judge just sits in Paris and orders the arrest of another country's leaders without ever investigating.
Thank you very much to Tharis Karugarama, the Justice Minister of Rwanda. Thank you very much, sir.